in this supremely holy land of Dwarka Dham. I'm very sorry for whatever inconveniences may have taken place in our journey, but we should know that not a blade of grass can move without the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And really it is His mercy when, approaching a holy place of pilgrimage, there is some tapasya, or some purification. Just like, you know, in previous ages, before there were automobiles, buses, or trains, people would have to walk barefoot long, long, arduous miles to places like Badrinath or Kedarnath, or even places like Dwarka Dham. It would take weeks, sometimes months, of walking, begging, whatever food is available on the way. Sometimes there's nothing and we must fast. This is the traditional process throughout the ages of going to a holy place. But now we have so many modern conveniences, which are really Krishna's mercy for people who are so actively immersed in responsibilities in this world. But by the Lord's grace, He arranges some small token of tapasya just to put us in this proper spirit, proper consciousness to enter the holy abode of the Lord. So we should be grateful to Krishna, and we should know that when these difficulties arise on our journey, it means that somehow or other we have attracted the special attention of Lord Sri Krishna, and He is giving us some special mercy. During this yatra, I would like to say a few things which I would like all of you to seriously consider and to follow. We do not have much time, and because we have lost over half a day, we have less time. Therefore, it is very important that everyone stays together, that no one wanders off alone or no one lingers behind. Our mood should be service to the Vaishnavas, and if we are late, we should know that we are factually holding up 150 of our God brothers and God sisters. So everyone should stay very close together at all times. And everyone should be very extremely punctual. Most important, when we are in the holy abode of the Lord, it is a sublime opportunity for great spiritual advancement. During these yatras, no one should speak anything but Krishna Katha. We should be constantly chanting the holy names or discussing the glories of the Lord. Beyond that, we should only speak what is absolutely essential for our survival. There should be no mundane talk, there should be no gossip, and we should discuss nothing about our life back in the material world. Keep your mind completely engrossed during these few days only in the remembrance of Lord Sri Krishna. And we must help each other, assist one another in this way. Next, in the mood of servant of the servant, we should always be going out of our way in whatever way possible to help our God brothers and God sisters, so that they may gain the greatest benefits from this pilgrimage. We should not be running in front of each other. We should not be pushing each other. We should be serving each other, knowing that By putting another first, Krishna will put you first. By putting yourself first, Krishna will put you last. Whatever austerities may be there, we should not complain, we should not criticize, we should simply take them as special purification and chant the holy names and glorify Krishna in that situation. Krishna says that one who put in suffering condition can fold his hands and say, "Thank you, my Lord." That person alone is fit for liberation. The holy land of Dwarka is discussed in many of the great Vedic literatures. It has been a holy place since time immemorial. In fact, it is the eternal abode of the Lord. We will be discussing many of the wonderful pastimes of Dwarka Dham this evening and hopefully tomorrow morning also. As you know, this is the place that during Krishna's 125 years on this earth, he spent approximately 100 of those years living here in Dwarka. At this time, we are at a very holy place. It is called Nageshwar Mahadev. It is one of the 12 Jyoti Lingas, which are considered most auspicious and purifying to worship and to have the wonderful darshan of. Long ago, there was a great devotee of Lord Shankar of the name Nagesh, and he would make out of sand a Shiva Linga and would worship it here in this place. But there was a very demoniac person. His name was Daruk Asura. And he very much criticized and condemned Nagesh for his devotion to Lord Shiva. And one day, in great anger, he came to kill him. At that time, Nagesh tried to defend himself, but he was helpless against this powerful Asura. And just then, Lord Shiva came out of the simple sand linga and personally appeared and destroyed the demon and saved his devotee. And then he gave the benediction to Nagesh that he would manifest himself in the form of a linga at this very place and would fulfill all of his heart's desires, which of course was simply for love and devotion to the Supreme Lord. So since that time, this self-manifested Shiva Linga of the name Nageshwar Mahadev has been worshipped by great personalities. And Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the greatest of all literatures is the Srimad Bhagavat, the greatest of all rivers is the Ganges, and the greatest of all Vaishnavas is Lord Shiva. And the devotees know that in order to approach Sri Krishna, it is essential to get the blessings of Lord Shiva. Just as in Vrindavan, we find Maharaj Vrishabhanu, by worshipping Kameshwar Mahadev, it is explained Sri Radharani was born as his daughter. And Parajanya, the grandfather of Lord Krishna in Nandagaon, he worshipped also Lord Shiva, and as a result Krishna became his grandson, the son of Nanda Maharaj. So the devotees, their mood of worshipping this great expansion of Lord Narayan is that we pray that by His supreme glorious mercy He grant us the proper consciousness by which we can engage in the pure devotional service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Also in Vrindavan, there is the Gopeshwar Mahadev Mandir, and all Brijabasis worship this divine form of Lord Shiva for the purpose of entering into the arena of loving devotion to Sri Krishna. Today is Monday. It is auspicious for the worship of Lord Shiva. So really it is our great fortune that we can begin this pilgrimage here. We should all once again go into the temple of Nageshwar Mahadev and offer our prayers and our love, offer our respects to Him, and pray, "Dear Mahadev, please remove obstacles from the path of bhakti and help me to become a better servant of the Lord and His devotees." And surely, if we chant sincerely, Lord Shankar, by His great power, will help us in the path of bhakti. After this, we will be going to a place called Gopi Talab, a very, very famous and historical place. We will explain the story there. After that, we will be going to Ved Dwarka. And from Ved Dwarka, if we are in proper time, we will return to the main area of Dwarka, and we will have darshan of many of the temples there and take bath in the Gomati River. So everyone now please worship Nageshwar Mahadev and then immediately go to the buses and we will continue on.